Kowalski, Sam Nation, live on Talk Radio 790 KABC. Phone number if you'd like to be with us tonight on the program, 1-800-222-5222. Sam at samnation.com is the email, and I do check that periodically throughout the program as it's unfolding. So, here's what I think about all of these late-breaking developments on DACA. We were following it last night. And if you were listening, you heard me sort of tacking back and forth as information was trickling in on the particulars of the Trump meeting, the dinner, the infamous supper with Pelosi and Schumer. And it seemed at first that Pelosi and Schumer had it wrong when they announced that the wall was off the table and that a standalone DACA deal was there to be had. And the reason I thought that, the reason I thought that was because I had in real time as the program was unfolding, we had tweets coming out from the White House, including from Sarah Huckabee Sanders, saying something to the effect of, no, the wall was never taken off the table. Well, earlier today, there was an about turn from the White House when Trump himself announced that, the wall will come later. And essentially what we've done right now, that we've agreed to do is have DACA as a standalone deal in exchange for what it seems to be to me as some minor repairs to some fencing on the border. So let me just pull this out for a minute here to a big picture view. Because the big picture view is that losing elections 101 for Republicans is going along and getting along with Democrats. That is, in my view, the best recipe for Republican suicide. The only reason that congressional Republicans stay in power for long periods of time, even though they have this constant need to appease Democrats, is because elections in Congress, for the most part, are very localized. They're very small districts. These congressmen, if they bring home enough pork, they get reelected. But a presidency is an entirely different matter. A presidency is not a local election. It is a national election. And it is an election, as we saw with Trump's Electoral College win. The way our system works is it requires you to pick up significant swatches of the country. You mustn't just appeal to, urban bases, big cities, the left and east coasts. So here is the rub. Trump, I cannot purport at this time to get into his mind. I suspect it has something to do with, you get beaten up for 8 months. And perhaps some of the coverage related to Hurricane Harvey began to be positive. I mean, imagine you're in an abusive relationship, which Trump certainly is with the press and with Democrats and even most Republicans. So it's one man versus everyone. And all of a sudden you start getting some positive press. You're in this abusive relationship. The other party starts being nice to you. Starts becoming kind and sympathetic, and all of a sudden you go, "Well, this is nice. I like this. Give me some more." Maybe that's some of this. The other theory circulating out there is that these, with Bannon out of the White House and with Gorka gone and with all the, the more unconventional conservatives out of the White House, who's left? Nothing but a bunch of Bush neocons. And these are the same people. This is This move on DACA is straight out of the George W. Bush playbook. This is exactly what Bush would have done. And by the way, this is exactly why Bush left office with such a dismal approval rating. Yeah, that's right. Nobody wants to talk about this. So why was Bush's approval rating so dismal? Because he disappointed everybody. That's the story. You don't have a 20% approval rating and be reelected twice by, you know, we'll say round numbers, a majority of Americans, even though there was some dispute as to that in the first go around. But nonetheless, you have a sizable percentage of the country vote for you twice and you leave office with, what was it, in the teens or the 20s? Why? Because in the end, even his base, conservative Republican voters, had had enough of the guy. He was too worried about playing nice and being a compassionate conservative, whatever the hell that means, and not enough of a principled conservative. My belief is when you strip away labels, if you take ideas, concepts, principles, and you remove the branding associated with those principles, you take away the big R or the big D, or you remove right and left from it, and you put these principles, these ideas out there as free agents, I believe that a majority of the country actually leans right rather than left for now. And I say this because it's important to know and be reminded that as a conservative, principles of less government regulation, more opportunity, lower taxes, freedom, okay, these types of principles, very attractive. But you have to stand firm against this avalanche of hate and vitriol from the left that they bombard us with on a regular basis. Am I not correct? Because the left and the media take these principles that we hold sacred and they twist and turn them and bend them and reshape them into, I mean, well, next thing you know, everybody practically in the Republican Party, certainly anyone who would dare attend a Trump rally, is nothing more than a minion of David Duke. So, to Trump, and to all politicians that have come before him, who have made promises, okay, you got to keep them. Immigration. Being tough on the border, building the damn wall, is a cornerstone of his campaign, and Trump must fulfill this. You're not going to see, you think that Pelosi and Schumer are going to be in Trump's corner come 2020? Do you really think this? I knew we were in trouble. I saw this puff piece the other day of, where is it? My stack over here. Ah, Politico. The title of the piece was Teflon Don Confounds Democrats. And if you follow Politico, certainly if you follow this program, you know I'm always bringing up articles from Politico. And for the most part, I mean, it's just total crap. I mean, this Politico is the left-wing group for the most part. And they have a team of writers working around the clock, no doubt getting hardcore carpal tunnel syndrome, churning out article after article, nothing but hates on Trump. So curious, I thought it was that when was this? This was published yesterday in the morning. I didn't get to it. I didn't get to it last night. But I looked at this piece and I thought, well, I understand it's in the opinion section, but still, they're putting this out there. And I sense this is, again, the classic bait that so many Republicans before Trump have fallen for. They get a little bit of, oh, I don't know, accolades from the left. First, they get beaten up. And then they get a little pat on the head. And it's like Stockholm syndrome. You know, you eventually begin to identify with your captors. This happened to Schwarzenegger. My greatest argument for Trump all along has been, I don't see him being the type of person that will, like Schwarzenegger, give up, that will throw in the towel, that will just say, all right, well, fine, you know, I just want to go along to get along. Because in Trump, I see a person who has some of his bad qualities, right? People say he's a little bit narcissistic and a little bit out of touch and things like that. I'm really, what he is he doesn't care that much what you think in some respects. And you've seen that on the campaign trail. You've seen him double down and you've seen him take aggressive positions. And these are the reasons, these circumstances are the reasons for why he won the election to begin with. It's not a fluke, folks. It's not accidental. You and I, we talk every night about this. So, again, if it's not your first time listening, you know, you kind of know where we're coming from on all of this. But I see this potentially, depending on how it shakes out, as being a truly pivotal moment in his presidency, but not in a good way. You cannot appease the enemy. Appeasement doesn't work. Yeah, I'm not sitting here and going to compare Chuck Schumer to Kim Jong-un. But when you have an enemy that wants to destroy you, giving that enemy what he wants and hoping that you win him over is total, utter nonsense. It just doesn't work this way. It doesn't work with a geopolitical foe, and certainly doesn't work with Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi. The Democrats, you think they want another? You think they want Trump for another 4 years? No. Today, Joe Biden's making noises that he's going to run. You really think that come push come to shove that Schumer is going to take Trump's side in 3 years against Vice President Joseph Biden? No way. Ain't happening. So Teflon Don confounds Democrats. I see that headline and I go, oh boy. Oh boy. Let's see how today shakes out. Meaning yesterday. And the piece, by the way, the piece just talks about, oh, he's dodged Russia and he's dodged this scandal and he's, you know, and that's the attitude that's driving the Democratic Party nuts. And it's, yeah, okay. I get all of it. I get this all. And I understand if you're Trump, you are sick and tired. You're sick and tired of the Republican Party. And I give that to him. I understand. And it is an explanation, but not an excuse. The people that voted for Trump wanted Trump in Washington to face off against the entire swamp, not to make friends and allies with one part of the swamp to fight the other part of the swamp. You watching Narcos? Following the latest season? What happened? I don't want to give anything away, but I think everybody pretty much by now knows that Pablo Escobar got 86th, right? He got the rat-tat-tat-tat, ended up dead on a rooftop. So what happens next? Well, you know, all of his enemies that were the darlings of the DEA fighting Pablo Escobar, trying to kill Escobar, the minute Escobar is kaput, what happens to the next biggest gang? They're up. They are on the radar. And now the full attention of the DEA is on them. Again, I don't think I'm giving anything away here about the series. These are all historical arguments. So, historical facts. Yeah, I'm going to tell you that the Titanic sank. So just don't, if you don't want any surprises there, don't tune in. No, but why is this a relevant metaphor? Because Because, right, Trump thinks he's going to slay the GOP by cozying up to the Dems. Fine. It might do a thing or two for Ryan and McConnell. But but fine. So let's say it even costs him. I mean, you think Trump's in a better off position if the Republicans lose their majorities? There's no way in hell. So I'm open. I'm interested. If you think there's a reason for why Trump is doing this, I'm curious. But yeah, listen, you got to listen to Chuck Schumer, what he's saying about this. Have you heard what he said today on the Senate floor? All right, don't go anywhere. Sam Rojofsky, Sam Nation, live on Talk Radio 790 KABC.
Talk Radio 790 KABC.
Sam Rojofsky, Sam Nation, Talk Radio 790 KABC, live from the Sweet James Studios, deep behind the orange curtain. So also in the news right now, the families of Americans killed by illegal aliens are responding to this possible deal on DACA. And they are furious. These are people to whom Trump promised face to face that there'd be no compromise. The border would be sealed. And any form of amnesty, if it should happen, would only occur at the point at which we could be certain that the type of flood of illegal immigrants would not be coming across the border. So that's it. I mean, you know, these are people that I'm not saying that they would end up voting for Joe Biden or end up voting for Kamala Harris or whomever. I'm just saying these are people who are going to stay home. They're people who won't show up. Don't forget, you know, Trump won 2016 because people nobody knew about showed up to vote. Many times people who had never voted before because they were so disgusted by the whole process. I'll say this even. I mean, imagine if you are I'm going to draw on the pattern of a few of my friends, that people that I know. Let's say you're somebody in your mid-30s, and your whole life you're more or less a cynic. Okay, you're a cynical person when it comes to politics. Otherwise, you have an absolutely sunny disposition. But when it comes to politics, you're a cynic, and you left your cynical land for once in your entire life to vote for Trump. And I don't think this is a mythical creature. These are people that I know, and I suspect they're out there in large numbers. And the evidence is really the polling and the missed large percentages in many areas of people that weren't found by pollsters because they never voted before, because they're out of the process, underground, so to speak. Now, you're this person. You come out of hiding. You go. You vote for Trump. And then he catastrophically lets you down. I mean, this could have a chilling effect on conservative conservative voting for a generation to come. This is not insignificant, you know, stuff. And meanwhile, you've got, you know, as all this is going down. So we're sitting here, you know, people have voted for Trump and they're wondering what the hell's going on. You know, they have to listen to Chuck Schumer on the floor of the Senate describe the meeting as being constructive.
Leader Pelosi and I had a constructive meeting with President Trump and several members of his cabinet. One of our most productive discussions was about the DACA program, in which we all agreed on a framework to pass DACA protections and additional border security measures, excluding the wall.
Yeah. Now, I don't necessarily trust him. I'm not going to go by exactly what Schumer says. I will take Trump at his word. But here is Trump talking. And the audio, producer Robbie, the audio is a little bit sketchy, right? He's talking in front of Marine One. So you have a turbine engine there in the background making some noise. And but this is what he's saying about his meeting, the border security, the wall, and the dinner with the Democrats.
The wall will come later. We're right now renovating large sections of wall, massive sections, making it brand new. We're doing a lot of renovation. We're building four different samples of the wall to see which one we're going to choose. And the wall is going to be built. It'll be funded a little bit later. We want to get massive border security. And I think that both Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer, I think they agree with it. But so we met last night with, as you know, Schumer, Pelosi, and a whole group. And I think we're fairly close, but we have to get massive border security.
I don't know what to make of it at all. I don't necessarily believe him. You know, I'm hearing we got to have massive border security. We're building four different samples. Okay, so this is, I don't know, like a Tupperware party. I don't understand. We're getting samples, and we're gonna fund it later. Democrats and Republican Party establishment types want DACA. It is an enormous trading bid. Why not use it to get the wall? Just don't get it. Sam Rejofsky, Sam Nation, live on Talk Radio 790 KBC. We got John Wolfe up next with the news.
Talk Radio. 790 KABC.
Sam Rejofsky, Sam Nation, Talk Radio 790 KABC. Live from the Sweet James Studios, located in an undisclosed location, deep behind the orange curtain, 800-222-5222 is the phone number. Sam@samnation.com is the email. Now, I'm your voice of reason, getting you through this tumultuous time, the king of common sense. And I found something here that I think I need to tackle. There's a former CIA director. His name is Michael Morell, and he resigned recently from Harvard University from his position as senior fellow because Harvard made an offer to Chelsea Manning. Have you heard about this? So Chelsea Manning, nay Bradley Manning, was now going to be a visiting fellow at Harvard at the John F. Kennedy School of Government. Why? Why? What? Okay. By the way, let me explain something first. Do we know who Chelsea Manning is? This is the Army traitor, the Army specialist, who once upon a time turned over a bunch of our nation's secrets over to WikiLeaks and was imprisoned. And later the sentence was at that point, she, because went through some transformation, was commuted by Obama. So if it weren't for Obama commuting Chelsea Manning, she'd still be rotting in prison. But thank you, Obama. Instead of prison, she's now at Harvard. Do you have kids at Harvard? I wonder, maybe your kids are seniors right now and they're going to be working on their college applications. And you have been saving money for the last, I don't know, however many years, praying that your kid gets into a great college, you know, just a terrific school. And that you can take this nest egg, this chunk of money, and give your kid an amazing education. Now, if this is you, or if this is someone you know, well, I hope you're not turning green right now, because this is what happens. You send your kids off to school, and this is what the schools are doing with your tuition dollars. They're paying it to Chelsea Manning. Oh, and do you know what her qualifications are? This, according to the school's website, she, meaning Chelsea Manning, speaks on the social, technological, and economic ramifications of artificial intelligence. Artificial intelligence? The heck? Robbie, did you hear any? What qualifications does she have on that subject? No, I mean, she was a data specialist for the Army, but you don't do any AI there in her position, no? Producer Robbie is shaking his head. And producer Robbie knows his stuff. So anyway, and it goes on. Wait, there's more. So if you're already sick about this, you know, take a deep breath. Alternate nostrils, in and out, in and out, a la Hillary. Quote, this is from Harvard's website. As a trans woman, she advocates for queer and transgender rights. And there we have it. See, because in academia, in our institutions of higher learning, what do you have? This is the currency of your career, right? Of your career advancement. This is the stuff that they put in bios. By the way, in academics, your bio is everything. You know, your CV, your resume is everything. You have to be published. You have to have a long list of accolades. The more honors, the better. And it used to be this way. It used to be it mattered what you'd done, heaven forbid, achieved. And you'd have professors sitting around worried, am I publishing enough? Am I writing enough articles that are getting put into scholarly journals? Am I writing enough books? I need to take that sabbatical so I can really write that terrific book that's going to put me on the map. And now all you need is a sex change. And that gets you noticed. This is it. This is all she's got. It's embarrassing. It's embarrassing for Harvard. It's embarrassing for trans people. This is embarrassing for everybody. I have more to say about this. Believe it or not. Stay tuned. Sam Rogowski, Sam Nation, live on Talk Radio 790 KABC.
Talk Radio. 790 KABC.
Sam Rogowski, Sam Nation. Imagine this. You are, I don't know, you're just a Bostonite. There you are. You're in Boston. You're driving along. And you're just as you're about to pass Harvard University, you look in your rearview mirror, and what is it? You got Chelsea Manning transitioning into your lane. Kaboom! And an accident ensues, and there it is. You've made contact. So what then? Your car's a mess. Maybe you're hurting. You don't know what to do. You may go to the doctor, get checked out. And then you got to call Chelsea's insurance company, which I don't know. If you're hot out of jail, maybe you don't even have insurance. So what you got to call somebody. You got to get some help. Call Sweet James Bergner. He is the person to help you get through this. He's a professional. He's honest. He's direct and he's compassionate. And he'll work you through this case and make sure that you get the result that you deserve. He's got a phone number. Give him a call. Super easy to talk to. And that's really what you want from a lawyer. You know, you don't want one of those guys that's just, you know, talks over you. You want somebody that listens. 1-800-881-2021. 1-800-881-2021 is James's phone. And then his website, sweetjames.com. Check it out. All right, Sam Rogowski, Sam Nation, we're back. Speaking of this Chelsea Manning controversy, it devalues everything at institutions of higher learning because, what do I always say? It's not about your identity as a straight person, as a gay person, as a trans person, as a white person, as a black person. None of this matters. What matters is, what do you know? What's in your heart? What's in your head? And what kind of skills do you possess? And it's actually sort of embarrassing. Universities hire some of these people deliberately as window dressing, diversity window dressing. And it happens in big business, too, of course. And by the way, hugely unpopular position. I'm going to get yelled at over this. But I don't care. Because this is true. Before I settled at Chapman University, where I got both my undergraduate degree and my law degree, and I love Chapman. Chapman doesn't really do this kind of nonsense. But I was once upon a time at UCI, And I can tell you, especially my father had a longtime career there in the library system. And so I grew up with it. I grew up with this nonsense. I watched it firsthand. You know, that guy, why is he sitting in the big corner office? Oh, yeah, he's this, this, and that. Check the boxes. Now, that shouldn't matter. Should it? I mean, it really, what is that person contributing to the system? What is he teaching kids? What, and by the way, the person I'm thinking of, he was a guy in the library. I may have mentioned the story before, but it bears repeating because there was a guy in the library who kept getting promoted and promoted. And he was a gay guy, but he also happened to be the Orange County, one of the founders of the Orange County chapter of the North American Man Boy Love Association. And this guy had a long and prosperous career at the University of California in Irvine. I know who this person is. This is all, Google it. And so his shtick was basically advocating pedophilia. Man, boy, love. But for the university, this was diversity. It's absolutely nuts. And these are the same folks, by the way, who, if you show up in a Trump hat, you're a Nazi. You're not even worthy of conversation. In fact, we're just going to punch you in the face. So that's, you know, God, there's a conservative, I think, today coming to Berkeley, or was earlier today, Shapiro. And you saw what happened. I mean, the whole school's on lockdown. Can't do that. But yeah, you can be the, you know, Man Boy Love Association chapter president. Yeah, that's universities for you. All right, Sam Rogowski, Sam Nation, Talk Radio, 790 KABC.
Talk radio. 790 KABC.
Sam Rogowski, Sam Nation, Talk Radio, 790 KABC. So, you know, as I look at this story about Chelsea Manning getting the fellowship at Harvard, and I look at President Trump capitulating, or at least seemingly capitulating on DACA, what does this all have in common? And I will tell you what it has in common, how this all ties together. You have to be able to speak the truth. Because, you know, the story Emperor's New Clothes. You're familiar with it, of course, but the whole idea was the little boy, the innocent little boy, finally says, look, the dude's not wearing any clothes. And the people go, yeah, you're right. Didn't notice that. They noticed. They all noticed. They just were too afraid to say anything. Reason gets shouted down by insanity, and it is happening right now as we speak. So what can we do? What can you do? You know what? You can just open your mouth, or you can put a post up on Facebook and stand up for people, or show your support, or don't say anything, but just go and vote. But the most important thing is you cannot believe what the echo chamber says about you, what the echo chamber says about your preferred candidate, what the media says about your opinions. Never, ever let them define who you are. You're right. They're the ones that are wrong. So don't let them put you in a corner. This thing with Chelsea Manning, patently ridiculous. It's a total. What was she, a private, by the way? Just a private in the army, a specialist. Okay. Wait, do I, but. Give me but that's a low ranking. Yeah. There you go. Not even a non-commissioned officer. So that's nothing from that to Harvard fellow. It's the trans thing. But you can't say that. I mean, I'm saying it, but at great risk. So you can't say that. But we should be able to, because you've got to point out the absurdities out there that are happening. Right now, the narrative is being run, unfortunately, by the mainstream media, and by all these liberal sympathizers that they have all over, and it's just not okay. And I sincerely hope that Trump is not allowing his agenda to be hijacked, because his agenda, really, I'm telling you, that is what a majority of the American people want. They want the wall. They want tax reform. They don't want Obamacare. But every one of these issues gets redefined in emotional terms by the liberals. Oh, you can't throw out these innocent children that did nothing wrong that are contributing to society because you're anti-immigrant. And oh, you can't take away people's health care because it's a right. And oh, you can't cut corporations' taxes because, you just can't. And every one of these arguments is totally emotionally based. Enough is enough. Put a stop to this. And it starts with you and me. All right. Well, we're going to be back tomorrow night. Don't worry. 7 p.m. More truth-telling. More observations. More principles. More ideas. And always fighting for the right. Sam Rejofsky, Sam Nation. Talk Radio 790 KABC. People, keep up.